excellent. We could ask, in all honesty, for little more than those wonderful, superb words that we've actually just heard. Unless, of course, we're referring to this.
The Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Editions with Alex Levchuk and the Midweek Drivettes on Siren 107.3 FM. A 21st century radio programme with 23rd century philosophies.
Much like the island of Jersey, isn't that right, Anna Lewis?
Oh, absolutely. We're very advanced here.
Well, exactly.
On the rock.
You have that stage further forward. You've got everything lined up. It's just, you know, magical things are going to happen. And you're currently in an eatery. Your own words, an eatery,
yes,
somewhere,
yes,
in Jersey. Go on. It's time for you,
yes,
to utter those shameless plug scenarios so you get at least a 10%
yeah,
discount on the
yeah,
meal. Where are you?
It's a little outcrop called Holmgrown, H-O-L-M-E, grown. And in fact, my friends dropped me off here and we're going to go and get a pub evening meal. But they sell the most amazing range of, like, country food, like organic this and organic that, and lovely bird food as well. It's all very kind of wholesome and healthy stuff they sell in here. So, yes.
And allowing for the spelling of home, H-O-L-M-E, perhaps they could actually further enhance the situation by saying they're providing an alimentary solution, dear Lewis, to this whole system, you know?
Alimentary, dear Alex.
Exactly, exactly. You see where we're going there? They can have that for free. As we said, it's the first official Midweek Drive of February, and true to form, it's just the two of us, Anna, to launch the whole programme. We had hoped we'd be connecting via Wales. That's actually the country as opposed to the a very large mammalian species that exists in the oceans, with Robin Pierce. Unfortunately, had we put Robin live on air via the magical thing called Skype, it would have basically meant every fourth word, or at least, would have been lost to the ether. I don't know why. We asked him to count down from 20 to 0, 0 to 20. We got about 9, we got 7. So it was very surreal. But Robin will be with us. He will be with us using pretty much the same system that you're using now, the traditional telephone. When in doubt. And we haven't given up on Skype as yet. We will be trying to reach North America with the same kind of system. But meanwhile, Anna, I won't say anything else, but it's fair to say you may be getting closer to Lincoln in 2018 in terms of where we exist on the planet Earth.
Yes, I dare say that's true.
Good.
Yeah, in the right direction,
yeah,
is the word.
Of course, exactly. We expect no more at this particular stage. But we also have to say, and I'm sorry we haven't got the whole team to actually do a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Anna Lewis, belatedly,
well,
admittedly. But
when you're 21 again, it's,
yes,
difficult to,
yeah,
keep track.
Well, you know, at least you're here. At least you connected. I mean, you know, two Midweek Drivettes had their birthday on the same day, Martina and Hannah.
Oh,
no sign of them whatsoever. I just think it's a different thing. Even Ben Lewis actually has provided me with birthday gifts from Bentley. Birthday gifts from Bentley for both of them. I can't present them to her. I can't even use the line of, Anna, would you like to actually talk me through how to present these birthday gifts from Bentley's in Crewe? That would be Cheshire to actually present. Sometimes you put the planning together and it just all fails into all kinds of strange things. But that's never stopped us before and it won't stop us now.
Nope.
No. What have you been getting up to in Jersey as far as life and the universe this week has been concerned, apart from obviously celebrating party time?
Yes, I know. I mean, it's amazing how the year speeds on. We had a two-week closure, actually, just at the end of January, and we found all these weird and wonderful documents signed by people like Cardinal Wolsey, Louis XIV. And these are original documents, so you students out there doing history, you need to find primary source materials. So all I can say is hunt it out. It might turn up in a library, as ours have done, in the bottom of a box that's not been looked at since 1982.
But it is there. It is there. And how curious that that also ties in with just one of the things we'll be talking about with Larry Nemeczek later on in the production, because I have in my hand here some primary source material with original comments from the creator of Star Trek, from his introduction to the realm of Star Trek way back in January 1975.
Wow.
1975.
It seems like yesterday to you and me. I'm sure it does to you. But to our students, well, that was way before they were even dreamt of.
It's as long ago as the Second World War was to us. In fact, a lot longer. But never mind. But the quote that actually comes out, which caught my eye, actually, in terms of Roddenberry's views on the typical Star Trek fan, which I don't know, Anna. I mean, it's always difficult. I think you kind of are, but you've never quite sort of said...
Well, I was a fan, and I was particularly fond of the Tribbles, I must admit. I thought the Tribbles were the bee's knees, and I have to say Spock was my... If I had to choose someone from... Star Trek, it would be Spock.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you might like this. This is Roddenberry's own view about the typical Star Trek fan. He writes as follows. The typical Star Trek fan is invariably a remarkably gentle human being. Gentle, underlined, as in the lovely but too often archaic concept of gentleman and gentlewoman. The kind of gentleness which comes out of a considerable affection for this universe in general and for life in particular. It was this capacity for affection, of course, which led the Star Trek fan to approve and appreciate our view that humankind is not characterised by evil, as the visionless would have us believe, but rather as a lusty infant's trial and error and learning, a lusty infant's period of trial and error and learning.
Yes. Yes, there was a certain innocence about the...
Which is great, because not only does he actually say all Star Trek fans are lovely... But it also said, you know, we're lovely for acknowledging the loveliness of the Star Trek fan. It's like a virtuous circle.
Yeah.
Genius.
True.
We'll find out more about that from Larry Nemejek. You can obviously go to the Star Trek Files, the weekly podcast, 15 minutes that actually comes to the fore with respect to that. Just find out Robin Pierce's view on that. I would normally have actually brought Robin in on this particular aspect and will somewhere in the part of the second part of the programme, because as we've just explained, Star Trek fans might be wonderful, but somehow those hailing frequencies when it comes to crossing the boundary into Wales... It's like another world. I almost made borderline Wales crew, as I said, so Cheshire as opposed to Wales, but it's quite a scary journey. In terms of home grown, as in H-O-L-M-E,
home, exactly.
Do they do the full service, or is it a case of, no, it's anything we can grow, we can actually put on the menu. If it's not grown by us, we don't do it.
No. They actually have quite a nice range of French food as well, which is lovely. And they cater for, obviously, people who have gluten intolerance. It's a really wide range of stuff, actually. Yeah. And most importantly of all, I found they stock sparkling Vouvray wine, which is like my kind of heaven. I mean, I don't drink a lot, but I have to say Vouvray wine is something else. And... I'm pleased to say I've seen bottles of it on the shelf. Huh? I'm resisting buying it for reasons you probably realise.
Obviously, exactly. You're too busy posting items about how to make healthy nut and seed bread, which is probably, again, another way forward. Or indeed, pointing out to the world that somehow the view and the panoramic view at St. Brillard's Bay... Or Brillade? Brillard? Brillard. Brillard, of course.
Been desecrated.
Just get me started there. Suffice it to say, Anna, there were many artists in the Dadaist movement who would have said, that's not desecration, that's art.
Yes, well, when the trouble is, without doing forensics, we can't work out whether it's a human one or dog one. And that's the bit that's really the dilemma.
Yeah. Or even if, even if it's real at all, but never mind. You know, it could just be there as, you know, to generate exactly the reaction we've been talking about.
Ew.
Oh, then again, maybe not. So, as we've said, the little tease, the number of miles between the presence of Anna Lewis and the presence of the University of Lincoln, the home of Siren Radio, could be reducing in 2018. Say no more. Could be reducing. Anything could happen, but you know, it could be opening up a whole range. We might even, Anna, we might even have to put together a whole new jingle and ident for you.
I'm
just saying we might just have to do that, because clearly we like our idents to resonate with authenticity, and if there's a possibility that will no longer resonate with the kind of authenticity that we've come to know and appreciate, then, you know, I'm afraid it has to go, and not go as in banished forever. It's simply sort of sent to the historical archives so that future historians can effectively turn around and say, oh yes, of course, that's precisely what you meant when you were saying primary information, first sources, and yeah. all of that material, which is so vital to get hold of and make sure it's part and parcel of the whole package.
Mm.
It's 12 minutes past 5 p.m. and if you're wondering why are we just engaging in this little dialogue before heading off to Edinburgh, as we've said, it's because that's the way the show has been structured. It's just a little bit more different from the whole sort of systems. Could well be that the Stone Tapes is having to take time out before we actually have a rerun of the Mummy scenario, which takes place tomorrow. Anyway, Anna, it obviously remains for me now to ask you those last two questions, because frankly, if I waited for anybody else to do it in the studio, well, there's only a stuffed badger, and I'm afraid he's not going to actually say anything at all. You know, in fact, you know, he's yeah. already been turning up his snout at the last sort of criticism we had about Saint Brillard in terms of pronunciation alone. So that the notion that he would actually sort of have any particular other comments to make would frankly be naive at best and darn foolish at worst. This is the jingle which probably for just a few more weeks will be good.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
There is a part of that jingle which may be going. I can't say which part. But, you know, it is on the ground that there is an argument for saying, well, actually, you're still going to be on a small island. It's going to be... No, I won't go there. That's just... Yeah. not in the light of all the sort of current political scenarios, etc. But have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this evening, Anna Lewis?
Yes, it's brought back memories of Star Wars, which is always a good thing.
Although we were talking Star Trek, but what the hey for yourself.
Trek, sorry.
It's okay.
It's a muddle. It's a muddle.
Honestly.
Yeah, I meant Star Trek.
Sometimes you see the things that you got Mr. Spot meaning dealing with Darth Vader. It's like, you know, James yes. T. Skywalker. You know, who knows where we're going on that. But are you able then to join us again in 7 days from now? When who knows?
Yes, I will.
We can guarantee, because we've already signed and sealed and delivered guests for next week to actually come in and talk about okay. serious stuff in Lincoln. So you'll be back with us then?
Brilliant. I certainly will.
Hooray!
No worries. Yay.
William Coles, romantic novelist, political journalist and regular Midweek Drive correspondent from the capital of Scotland, with or without his prehistoric shark's teeth.
Are they there, William, or are they not there? Are you with your shark's teeth, or are you without your shark's teeth?
I'm with my shark's teeth.
Nice.
I've got 1,000 of them sitting within a yard of me.
Yeah, you see, that's what you call a man who's prepared. He's done his Boy Scout routine. He's dibbing like the best of them. He's not fretting about trying to get a Skype connection with a fantastic journalist from Starburst magazine in Wales. It's a different line entirely. A whole load of Lord Lucan's gubbins is going under the hammer in Banbury on February the 28th, including canes, umbrellas, and his dandyish top hat. This is something you've been investigating, Bill Coles.
It is.
What is it about the Lucan mysterious disappearance and indeed the late Countess of Lucan that appeals to your innate investigative journalistic skills?
Well, as you might not know, Alex, I am the world's leading expert on Lord Lucan, and whenever another story crops up about him, then I am the sort of go-to guy for any news station on Earth. Having written, edited Lord Lucan's memoirs, and so now that his wife died last year, and she was estranged from all three of her children, and she's all her belongings are going off to shelter, who are putting them under the hammer, and so all Lord Lucan stuff and Lady Lucan stuff is up for sale at the end of the month.
Nice. As indeed Will Loram actually says on your Facebook site, product placement by your publisher. If they had not thought of pushing this nugget from your backlist, you need the question why of them. Which was actually more positive than the final words of Juliet Nelson, who I was quite disappointed, actually, Juliet. You know, I thought, really, social media, there's a certain netiquette, you need to actually work through that. And after the initial inquiry, are you sure you haven't set this one up, Billy? 2 question marks. To which she actually sort of responded perfectly politely. Her responses are 2 words with an exclamation mark, which I think is dreadful, but it deals with flatulence.
Yeah, well, you need to know Juliet, yes.
But you see, this is it. This is social media. You put the thing out there, people just have that impression of you, you know, and now I just have this impression that Juliet must be a frightfully rude young lady, but never mind.
Well, middle-aged lady, yes. But she always was frightfully rude, and she hasn't changed one bit.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that we make another wonderful connection in a few seconds, not with Wales, but with Derby, actually, because we'll be speaking to the very talented Kira Olsbrook, who will actually be joining the undergraduate programme, probably at Lincoln, all being well, in the near future. And we said, as she's had experience of radio in Derbyshire, why doesn't she provide a mini audio diary of things that she's getting up to as she sort of works through her life patterns to come to Lincoln and beyond? You see, it's kind of part of that scenario, a bit like the old Jesuits. If you can sign them up when they're young, they're there for life, as priests, obviously.
Brilliant. So is she on a sort of gap year at the moment, or is she just about to do her A-levels?
No, I think she's just about to do her A-levels, actually. We'll find that out. She was particularly impressive with the exercise we gave at what was referred to as an applicant's open day, where she coped extraordinarily well with lots of bright ideas. The task she was actually set is put together the kind of strategies you need to put an A-list celebrity to actually promote a new brand of fizzy drink, fruit drink, actually, not fizzy drink, a fruit drink, healthy fruit drink, and who would be the best and why, and kind of deal with the structures of event management and things.
Well, fantastic. Which celebrity do you have in mind? Who are the celebrities?
Well, it's obviously William Coles. I mean, clearly, William Coles is the go-to person, and if you're not available, we'll go for David Beckham. But, you know, that's the...
Okay.
you know the criteria.
Who are the celebrities who listen to Siren who live in Lincoln?
Well, I mean, you know, I suppose you could argue Jim Broadbent, who's around, possibly. He's sort of done a few bits and pieces with us in various ways.
He's top dollar.
I think so, you know. I mean, after all, he was the voice of the matriarchal robot in the Ewan McGregor animated feature Robots a few years ago, and as well as being, of course, in the incarnation of the Patrick Newell role in the Avengers movie of the TV series with Steed and Emma Peel, in which she portrayed Mother, and which actually... aforementioned gentleman whose name has sort of eluded me. I don't know, it's all too much.
Right, okay,
thank
fine.
You. Yes,
yeah,
yes. Where do we go here? It's a very strange routine, particularly when you're trying to find Jim Broadbent on the system, which we will before the end of this conversation.
So has he been on Siren?
Well, we will find out by the end of the conversation, William.
You're looking at that now.
Exactly. That's the message that we're sending out to the world from that point of view. Meanwhile, how's Edinburgh? I mean, is it setting itself up for what hopefully in 2018 will be our first official visit to the Coles household, when we actually do a location report from somewhere in the Scottish capital before you declare complete independence and we need to have passports to get across the border?
Yes, I mean, within the next 20 years is what we're talking. We are battening down the hatches, readying ourselves for the siren mob to come up here.
Well, it will happen. You know, it'll happen with the same sort of surety as I can actually say this.
Hi, I'm Jim Broadbent. You're listening to Siren Radio 107.3 FM.
Wasn't it immaculate?
Smoking!
Did you see? Yeah, you got that sort of sense there. You know, there are other stations that try. It's not for nothing that National Radio 2 station is having to completely revamp and resort out the Simon Mayo programme and have a joint presentation, three-hour package with Joe Wiley together. You know, they're worried. Oh, we know that. We know they're worried. So if it's not me, it's Chris Clarkson. It's giving you the midweek drive to the fore. That's the message.
Okay. What's happened to your posse, though?
Yeah. I think they've been partied out. As I said to Anna earlier, I have gifts from Ben Lewis from Bentley's in Crewe, the manufacturer of Bentley's. I've got them, which I hand out. I've got the very own Midweek Drive mug, which I was going to present as a belated birthday gift to Hannah. And no, sir, Tessa sent me an email saying she's a wee bit stressed about the whole thing. She might see me briefly tomorrow morning. But actually, she does say, please say hello to Phil or Lily and our other regular midweek guests for me. Now, Tessa, not that you're listening to this, but actually Phil and Lily are in a meeting now and they're not going to be on the show tonight either. So it's going to be a case of, you know, we've got Philip Hurdwood and Larry Nemechek. It's what you call dealing with the realities of live broadcasting. And, with William Coles here, that's the key thing that's actually there. Anyway, Tessa is out focusing, which is fine. And, as you say, for once, it's just the three of us, yourself, the listener, and me.
Yep,
maybe four if you got the badger as well, but what the heck. In a matter of moments, Kira Olsbrook will be joining us from Derbyshire, which means that I now have to put those last two questions to your good self after such a long, long time of saying, well, do you think you know, somebody else could actually ask those questions? Could somebody else actually...
Yeah, we haven't done this for a while, you know.
A long, long time, but, you know. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this evening, William Coles?
I'd love it. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, very good. Positive. It's nice. The magic's there. Can I keep it going? Will you be able to return in the very near future? Probably next week.
Just as soon as you ask me. Yes, love to.
I think we nailed that, you know. Somehow, Will. I think we nailed it.
All my life's a circle, sunrise.
approximately 20 hours ago, actually 24, 25, 26 hours ago, I was driving cross-country to see one of our fine midweek drive souls, Ben Lewis, working course and doing a year out at Bentley's in Crewe. And clearly that takes me through the county of Derbyshire, and inevitably I'm going to start saying Derbyshire. Now that's the place where the awesomeness that is Ciara Allsbrook is actually based. We need to feature on the show. Ciara Allsbrook, welcome to the Midweek Drive and Siren Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Brilliant. Now, we met at an applicant open day, to be precise, as I explained to William Coles earlier in the programme. You felt that Lincoln is calling you. Lincoln is the place, the university that is, where, all being well, in a matter of months, you will be an undergraduate reading the subject of communications and public relations. Is that correct?
Yes, hopefully.
It'll happen. It will happen. Honestly, if you put the message out there, the universe will respond positively. So what did you make of the day now that you kind of had time to reflect on the whole process and say, well, you know, they do realise I'm the Ciara Allsbrook, radio star extraordinaire. How did you find the whole experience of the exercise we gave you, the find the right celebrity, the fruits, all of that? What was it like for yourself?
Well, it was really accommodating, to be honest, and also it was quite, I can't remember what I said now, but it was really challenging because obviously I'd never done really much PR-related workshops or anything before, so it was all new, and then it was quite good how, you know, we got to explore different areas and we had, like, our own little, like, freedom of what to do and who to, you know, have as main celebrity and all that kind of thing.
And talking about the radio sessions, of course, being based in Derbyshire, you have made a radio debut, which is one of the reasons why, when you said, I'll reveal this to the listener, I've brought a memory stick along with some of my radio audition material. I've got this, etc. I said, Ciara, come on, let's work through this. Hence, because, you know, people might sort of say, oh, it's a radio service. You go, well, we obviously have an open access policy, but there are certain little stars we think, yes, come on the programme. How did you get involved with radio in the first place, and which radio station Derbyshire have you been already doing some fine stuff for?
Well, okay, I'll start off with the radio station. It was originally when I was in school, and it was for work experience placement, and I did work experience with Amber Sound FM, which is based in Ripley, but then because I did media GCSE, my media teacher kind of directed me into the whole community radio for Rush Sound. Which is literally based in an old high school field in Ilkeston. And it's brilliant, and you know, the community itself is, it really invites you. And the owner, Martin, at the station, he really helped me, you know, get my radio career going, and like gave me sort of certain interview packages. He offered me a place to have my own show, and it's just really amazing.
So, Ciara, now you're speaking on what in the past has been the East Midlands Radio Station of the Year. Actually, you won that accolade for two consecutive years and was the first radio station in any English university to be officially licensed by Ofcom. Do you think the career still... do you still have the love and the passion for radio that you still say, yes, that's what I want to get in connected with?
I do, yes. But I used to want to be a broadcast journalist, radio presenter originally, and it kind of differed, and I still want to do it as a hobby, but maybe not necessarily as a career. I think I have other career prospects now in PR, but I definitely do still love radio. I love the atmosphere, I love, you know, the charisma of talking to like the interviewees and the music and everything about it.
And have you listened to any of Siren's output? I mean, dare I say, have you been tuned in via the sirenonline.co.uk this evening so far?
I will be honest, I haven't,
no.
And
exactly.
I have a reason for that.
No. You've got things to do. You've got people to listen to radio stations for you to kind of give you some feedback on that side of things. It's okay. You can, of course, download the podcast afterwards, and in fact, they'll be up probably within the next 24 hours. So you can obviously connect with that whole process, because I'm going to actually give you another little mini challenge now as we welcome our belated birthday girl. Yes, Hannah Brown has arrived. She can receive her belated birthday gifts on this, the official belated birthday program. Hooray! How are you, Hannah?
I'm good. I helped on the applicant day, so we were a little late doing LSJ.
It's okay. Just relax and breathe. That's the important thing. I mean, as I say, Kira, who's online at present, she was at the applicant open day, and now she's already on the Midweek Drive. You see, we're starting very early with Kira in terms of... Yeah, I know.
Hello again.
Exactly.
Hello.
Kira, would you like to give me a musical artist or band that we can actually use as a way of just basically seeing how you're going to introduce this band live on air, or artist, or a particular tune or a melody? We'll see if we've got it within the Siren Radio system.
Do I have any time to think of like a band? I can't think of any at the top of my head at the moment.
No, a musical choice, any particular artist that you like?
Do you have any Fall Out Boy songs?
Fall Out Boy. Well, I'm going to actually put that question to the machine that we refer to as the magical siren computer. Whilst Hannah, would you like to just explain why you made the journey from Harwich to Lincoln, and now actually, Kira, she has been a midweek driver top midweek driver, regular presenter of the whole thing, but maybe, well, will be graduating, and then of course becomes an official Harwich correspondent. But you know, again, here we are. What advice would you pass on to Kira, who, as I said, because she's doing communications and public relations, all being well, clearly we want to book them straight from off.
Well, you're getting them early this time, getting them before they even joined the university.
To be fair, as I said, Kira did actually bring along a memory stick with her previous radio material together, so that's fine. I tell you what, let's hold that thought. Fall Out Boy. We've got Alone Together, American Beauty, American Psycho, Hold Me Tight or Don't, Irresistible, Me and You, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, Thanks for the Memories, The Phoenix. Any of those catch your attention? Kira.
Okay, so I'm
going to
go for the classic, Thanks for the Memories.
You're going to go for Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out. All right, now, this is the time where Hannah will turn into the equivalent of, I suppose, Darcy Bustle in many ways, really, if you're looking at the sort of Strictly Come Dancing routine, because she's going to actually just grade you, and we'll let you know, obviously, what your... Yeah, I know. You can cope with it. I know you can, Kira, because you did such a fantastic project with respect to working with myself and Heather on the open days. So it's over to you, Hannah. Not Hannah. Kira, to introduce Thanks for Memories and Fall Out Boy. Take it away, please.
Okay, so a fabulous song and... sorry, I need to start that again. You just put me on the spot.
Let's start it all. It's okay. So she's doing well. She's doing well so far. I'll talk through the whole system. It's Fall Out Boy. Thanks for the Memories. Just introduce it for us, please. Kira.
Okay, so this is a fabulous tune from Fall Out Boy. Here's Thanks for the Memories.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
decision in terms of Kira's intro there? Do you think it passed muster?
Oh, it was very good.
Well done, yeah. Kira. You did the business. It was sorted through. Okay, we had a couple of false starts, but the public loved that. Yeah, they like
it shows we're all human.
Exactly, as opposed to robots.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All marvellous stuff, and thanks for the memories. Nothing to do, of course, with the Bing Crosby number, or indeed a Bob Hope number. Anyway, we're going to actually move on because I'm going to ask you, Kira, to help me present to Hannah some gifts that we actually have for her because it was her birthday recently. And the first gift
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The first gift I actually have is from Ben Lewis, okay? Because Ben, I was seeing yesterday over in Bentley, and I know that you're looking to do driving lessons, etc. And
yes,
at £250,000 per car and per vehicle, Bentley is obviously it. So Ben's having a little bit. So what he has provided, he said, make sure Hannah gets this, is an authentic piece of cross stitching from the Bentley upholstery, which you can use as a bookmark as well. So
you know how much I love reading.
Exactly.
This is impressive.
That is authentically cross stitched Bentley material.
That's quite cool. It's great. I don't think I've never owned, or well, I've obviously never owned a Bentley, but I feel like this is the closest I may ever get. It's really
gets slightly more exciting because I'm going to actually ask Kira now. What do you think Hannah would actually prefer? Would she prefer a mug or a cup? You've spoken to her for a few words. You've heard her speak for a couple of words. Is she going to go mug? Is she going to go cup? What do you think we should actually go for, please, Kira?
Probably a mug.
A mug. Well, and signed up here, it is the mug.
Ooh, wow.
A mug comes
box.
Through there, a midweek driver in a proper box.
It's proper. I'm going to have to unwrap
properly,
this.
Properly sealed. I didn't manage to write happy birthday on it because I've been busy, you know, visiting Ben and various other bits.
Was it an invisible ink?
Nice. Yeah, very good. Cloak of invisibility. It's all there. And Hannah's going to actually describe the whole process now, just to leave you wrapped with anticipation of knowing what this mug actually is. Don't worry, it'll be on Facebook before tomorrow, hopefully, so it says that. If, of course, she can open it and work through that process.
Yes, it's currently in a cardboard box.
Yes, yeah.
That is, it's got this very strong...
It's like a Bentley, really. It's been factory sealed. Absolutely. Brand spankingly new.
Yeah.
She might actually sort of be... She's using all sorts of things. She could always stab it with a pen and do various other factors with it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's one of those invisible tape boxes, isn't it?
I thought it was just a sticker, but there seems to be tape underneath.
Kira, you've clearly identified the whole thing. Full force there.
Yeah.
quick question that came up from one of our contributors earlier. I think it was William Coles. It might have actually been Anna Lewis. Are you in the process of doing your A levels? What's the sort of current state of play here as you wait to actually arrive at Lincoln?
Well, at the moment I'm studying a BTEC level 3 extended diploma. It's really long. journalism level 3 journalism course at Nottingham College.
This is brilliant stuff, and from that, of course, you'll be heading there. Hannah, have you broken your fingers?
No.
That's good.
But I opened the box.
And what is in the box?
A fabulous mug with a picture of it taken from the Midweek Drive, and it includes me, Kaylee, Holly, Martina, Natasha, Tessa.
Sorry, you said Martina. I don't even remember if she's around these days. I know she shared the
same
birthday.
She's very busy.
She walked past the studio earlier. I thought, I was slightly embarrassed, but it's okay. Anyway. Oh, good stuff. A little memento.
It's very... Thank you so much. I will treasure this. It's really cute.
We're going to ask those last two questions to Kira Allsbrook now. Hannah, would you like to deliver them, please?
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
Yes, I have. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. And would you be up for joining us again sometime?
Absolutely, you're actually willing to have my annoying voice on.
It's not annoying.
We've got the Derbyshire connection going in full force. Just because you actually inhale helium on a regular basis, that's an irrelevancy. You know, it's a way forward.
I think I was a chipmunk in my past life, to be quite honest.
Amazing. So you will be, and I know we're talking about doing various other bits and pieces, including doing a little audio diary of her sort of thoughts. She works through her BTEC in journalism and so on to pave the way for her establishment here at Lincoln. In a matter of seconds, we'll be having the news at 5:45. But for the moment, Kira Allsbrook, take care, and we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you, bye.
Every hour, every day, I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about before.
the less I know, the more I wanna look around, digging deep for clues on higher ground. The moon and the stars it will fly, earth and the trees beneath the light, the wind blows fragrant love. On the wing a bird flies free, the violet fountains and the sea, the flower waits for honeybee, the sunrise waits for life in me.